good. You know, we talked about expectations a little bit, kind of where we came from, where we are now, and where we expect to go, and then get a little superstitious at times. So we had Stu and Ricky speak like we did last year and showed a little video, and so here we are. I think it went well. Good. I mean, they like to watch themselves on a video, so we, between our production crew, which is terrific here, give them a lot of credit. Adam and myself put a little something together for them, and you know, typically when those meetings get a little longer, you want to try to wake them up before we come out here, so we use that one at the end.
Did Stu and Ricky give the same message?
No, a little different. Every year I have them, you know, last year a little different, this year based on where we are a little different again, but you know, when you have, you know, some of the great players of all time, let alone just, you know, our organization, and we're lucky in our organization to have such impactful guys and such a rich tradition of winning. It's certainly nice to have guys like that, and they're very impactful. Guys perk up when they see them, and we're lucky enough to have them around some.
And getting the regulars now in is a position player. It's nice to feel it's really spring training
now. Yeah, this is kind of the official start. You know, spring training for the most part is about the pitchers and getting them ready. We do have a short spring, so you know, it's important that we keep on top of that. And you know, with a month, we'd like to have some good weather to where we can get all our stuff in. But today's basically the official day.
What you said about expectations, I think, is really important. You know, last year at this time, it was just let's go out there and
right.
Try to be competitive. And now the expectations are definitely higher.
Which is great, and you know, that's where you want to be. That's where you strive to be. But you know, once you're part of it throughout a season, it just kind of, you know, who you think you are. And I wanted to let our guys know that you know, we had a terrific season and you know, accomplished a lot. So therefore, you kind of hark back to where you were this time last year, and guys really understand kind of how far we've come. So now the trick is to keep it there.
The other thing you mentioned is the unusual spring. You have to get ready pretty fast because you have two games
down
the standings, and then you come back to spring training.
Right.
It's kind of a strange setup. How do you feel about that?
Well, we did it in 12, so we have some history doing it, and we've learned that we don't necessarily need to try to speed our starters up to throw 100 pitches because it's going to be a 28-man roster there. We'll be able to, you know, have a few extra guys, which for us probably means an extra bullpen arm or two, and then you go back into spring training. So you don't really want to try to rush guys just for two games, even though, you know, they are regular season games. We'll have enough weapons to deal with that, maybe where the starters aren't stretched out to 100 pitches.
You have Barreto here. Is there anything particular that you're confirmed for this spring?
Just play. I mean, you know, at some point in time, he's going to have a really good opportunity. You know, we'll see how things play out as far as spring goes. You know, he's still a terrific talent. I know he's going to have a bright future ahead of him. He's been blocked a few times, so you know that sometimes that can be a little frustrating. He does not show that. You know, he's one of the first guys here this morning. He had a huge smile on his face. He, you know, wants to be here and play baseball. His teammates love him, and so yeah, that's you know, at some point in time he'll break through. But we might even see him in the outfield a little bit to try to create a little more versatility for him.
Marcus Semien's been here longer than any player. Do you see him being a leader of this team?
Yeah, for the last couple of years, I think he has been. And anybody here who's been here for 5 years is a veteran with us. So, you know, the trick now is to, you know, with hopefully going into a new ballpark, keep some of our younger core guys. And he seems to be a leader amongst those guys. So it's nice to have a guy that – and certainly goes about his business in the fashion that he does. He wants to play every day. He's ready every day. He takes great care of himself. So maybe not the most vocal guy in the world, but certainly by – you know, he goes out there and leads by an example. And, you know, he's one of the guys in our clubhouse for sure.